Was it interesting to watch David, you know, in his first professional meet?
Yeah, it was exciting. But it's like I said, we just hit there, was there to support him. We know he was able to step on. There's something he hasn't done in a while, but as a friend, that was something that we needed to do and make sure you see that.
Sounded like he was happy that you guys were there.
Yeah, definitely. As soon as we found out he was coming, we made sure we was going to be around to be there to support him.
Is it hard to sort of get a feel for what you guys have here as the WFC's program is winding down when two of the big receivers are not participating?
I mean, we got to be able to fill in whenever anyway, so it's kind of giving us a head start on what we have and what we're capable of doing. I think everyone knows those two guys are capable of doing anyway, so it's all about those guys working themselves back in, getting back comfortable within the offense.
You still kind of have to use your imagination now about what it's going to look like with the two of them, or three of you together on the field.
I mean, yeah, but it's still time for us to correct anything, it's still time for us to go out there and get that bond that we'll need with Eli and get those guys healthy so we can be able to play hopefully a full season with all three of us out there.
Two of the high-powered guys are running around outside today.
Right.
I mean, it's like, a lot of guys inside and two guys outside.
Well, I mean, there's no need for us to rush those guys back right now anyway, so we're not going to sit here and make a big deal about it. Just hopefully they come back in July ready to go.
A lot of people look at this as kind of an extension of the OTAs, but knowing this is the last time that all of you are together before training camp, what do you need to get out of these 3 days?
Same work that we've been getting in the last couple of weeks. Just finishing up, finishing touches, so we come back within the offense in July to know where we stand and what we need to work on to continue to get better and get ready for the season.
How does Eli look throwing the ball to you? He looks to me like he's probably as strong as he's ever
been
during the spring.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely agree with you on that. Just like I said before, he overthrew me twice, and I don't ever recall that ever happening. So, but that's something we noticed while we was down at Duke working with him. We noticed that his arm got stronger, and that's exciting for us as receivers.
Thank you.
Was this a time that you used to you know, for Victor and Odell around? Is this a time that you used to try and prove that, you know, you belong? I mean, you're the man.
I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to get better. And that's my job, and that's what I'm trying to prove. Just continue to build and continue to showcase my talents as much as possible.
You guys have any plans for getting together during the 5 or 6 weeks, whatever it is?
We haven't talked about it. I mean, it's kind of a short period of time anyway. Maybe something happened, maybe it won't, but we'll see how it goes.